During our last several segments of Messianic Perspectives, we've been exploring what are known in the Jewish community as the High Holy Days. We started before the first day with the entire month of Elul, where we were to set our hearts and minds straight. That being a mindset of teshuva or repentance, we shared how this month was a time of focus on restoring relationships, seeking forgiveness from others for past transgressions, while giving forgiveness to others whom had wronged us and were sincere in their apologies. Then we came to Yom Teruah, also known as Rosh Hashanah, represented by the blowing of the shofar, with the intent to awaken us and prepare us for the pending day of judgment. We talked further about the 10 days between Yom Teruah and Yom Kippur, the 10 days of awe, as well as the Shabbat before Yom Kippur, known as Shabbat Shuvah. Everything that I have talked about and that is done within the Jewish community is intended to lead up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. It is on this day the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies with the purpose to make atonement for the nation. In order for the high priest to make atonement for the nation, he must first make atonement for himself and his family. If he were to enter the presence of Adonai with any transgression that had not been confessed and atoned for, he would die. The purpose of this day is to make atonement. The high priest is representing the entire community of Israel. His actions would affect the entire community. It was extremely important that everything be done in order, as is found in Leviticus chapter 16, because if it wasn't, the impact would be felt by the entire community. As believers, we experience an improvement in our high priest in that according to Hebrews chapter 7 and verses 26 and 27. This is the kind of Kohen Gadol that meets our need, holy, without evil, without stain, set apart from sinners and raised higher than the heavens, one who does not have the daily necessity, like the other Kohanim Gadolim, of offering up sacrifices first for their own sins and only then for those of the people, because he offered one sacrifice once for all by offering up himself. Yeshua, our Kohen Gadol, our high priest, is an upgrade in that he did not need to make atonement for himself first and then for the community. He was deemed to be without transgression from birth, given that the manner in which he was conceived was not the same as our conception. The spirit of Adonai, which is holy and consecrated, without transgression, comes upon a woman, Miriam, who has yet to bear a child, thus opening her womb, according to Exodus chapter 13 and verse 2. Set aside for me all the firstborn, whatever is first from the womb among the people of Israel, both humans and animal, belongs to me. We have a high priest, not of man, but of Adonai. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommain.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.